The wholesome response. The evening after the Sabbath, September 14th, James spoke in what he identified as the first evening meeting I have attended in 20 months, addressing the brethren for nearly an hour, the Review and Herald, September 17, 1867. He spoke again Sunday morning at a well-attended meeting in the church. He reported, "Our testimony was very pointed, yet well received. Many excellent testimonies were given by those at the head of the work, and by others. The melting, weeping spirit was all through the congregation. With trembling we came to the place to bear our testimony. But we find that plain preaching has the same good results in this church as in our younger churches." Ibid. Ellen White had presented her message indicating God's will in the matter of the Institute. James had given his counsel as a careful church administrator. The few days spent in Battle Creek were difficult, crucial, and successful. Hammers, saws, and trowels were laid aside, and the church leaders determined to follow the counsel given. The stone foundation stood untouched until the next stockholders' meeting in mid-May, 1868. The financial report showed for the 12-month period then ending that the institution had operated at a loss. There were no dividends for the stockholders. On the advice of James and Ellen White, the stockholders who could do so relinquished all claims on further anticipated returns and left their money as an investment in the cause. The very few unable to do so were properly compensated so they would not suffer. A few days after the stockholders' meeting in 1868, James announced, "The large building is given up for the present, and the material is being sold. Still, a debt of several thousands will be resting upon the Institute after this is done. Efforts will be made in the future to have everything connected with the Institute managed on the most economical plan, and everything that can be done by the directors to overcome the present embarrassments will be done. And at this crisis none should excuse themselves who are able to share in this good work." Ibid, June 16, 1868.